Chapter 5. We Start Our Holiday. It was Mrs. Poppits who woke me the next morning. She said, "Do you know that it's nearly 9 o'clock, sir?" "What?" I cried, and I jumped out of bed. I woke Harris and told him. He said, "I thought you told us to get up at 6. "I did," I answered. "Well, why didn't you wake me then?" he asked. "Now we won't be on the water until after 12 o'clock. Then we remembered. We looked at George. He was still asleep. Now, it makes me very angry when I see another man asleep and I am awake. We decided to wake George. We ran across the room and we pulled the bedclothes off him. Harris hit him with a shoe, and I shouted in his ear. He woke up. "What?" he began.
"Get up, you fat, lazy thing," Harris shouted. "It's 10:15.
Then we began to get ready, and we remembered that we had packed the toothbrushes. So we had to go downstairs to get them out of the suitcase. Finally, we were ready. And Harris said,
"We need a good breakfast inside us today."
While we were eating, George got the newspaper and read us interesting pieces from it. Pieces about people who had been killed on the river, and interesting reports about the weather. The weather report for that day said, "Rain, cold, wet to fine, some thunder, and an east wind." But weather reports make me angry anyway. They always tell you what the weather was like yesterday or the day before. It is never today's weather. It is always wrong. I remember that one autumn I went on holiday. On that holiday, the weather reports in the newspaper were always wrong. On Monday it said, "Heavy rain with thunder." So we did not go out that day. All day people passed our house. They were all going out, happy and smiling. The sun was shining, and there were no clouds in the sky. "Ah," we said as we watched them, "they'll be very wet when they come back, though." And we laughed. Then we sat down by the fire and read our books. At 12 o'clock the room was too hot, and the sun was still shining. "Well, it will rain this afternoon, then," we told ourselves. The rain never came. The next morning we read that it was going to be sunny and very hot. So we dressed in light clothes and we went out. Half an hour later, it began to rain hard, and a very cold wind blew up. And this went on all day. We came home with colds, and we went to bed. But on the morning of our holiday, it was bright and sunny, and George could not make us unhappy. So he went to work. Harris and I finished the rest of the breakfast. Then we carried all our luggage into the road. We tried to get a taxi. Usually, taxis come along every 3 minutes. In fact, there are usually too many taxis. However, that morning we waited 20 minutes for a taxi. A crowd of interested people collected to watch us. I think it was because we had so much luggage. There was a big suitcase, a small bag, 2 baskets, several blankets, some fruit in a brown paper bag, some pans, some umbrellas, and 4 or 5 coats and raincoats. After a very long time, a taxi arrived and stopped for us. We packed our things into it, kicked 2 of Montmorency's friends out of the taxi, and started on our holiday. The crowd of people waved goodbye to us.